Welcome back. Today we're taking the fear out of merge conflicts. A conflict can look dramatic on the screen, but most of the time it is Git saying, I found two edits in the same place and I need a human to choose.
That already makes it sound less like an emergency. I think the scary part is seeing those rows of angle brackets and wondering if you broke the project.
You did not break the project. Conflicts are a normal part of collaboration, including collaboration with AI tools that may rewrite something a human already changed. The skill is reading the choices calmly, keeping the right content, and leaving the file clean.
So this is not a punishment from Git. It's a checkpoint where the person with context makes the final call.
A merge conflict happens when two changes overlap in the same part of the same file. If you change line 12 to say submit form, and I change that same line to say send message, Git cannot safely guess which one belongs there.
The shared document analogy helps me here. Two people edit the same paragraph, and the document app can tell both edits happened, but it cannot know which wording is better.
Exactly. Git is very good at combining changes that happen in different places. If you edit the introduction and I edit the footer, Git can usually merge that automatically.
But if we both edit the same sentence, delete and rewrite the same section, or one of us deletes a file while the other edits it, Git stops.
Right? Long-running pull requests are another common cause. The longer your branch sits while main keeps changing, the more likely your work and someone else's work will overlap.
So conflicts are not rare, and they are not proof that someone made a mistake. They are part of the normal cost of multiple people moving a project forward.
The thing you read first is the conflict marker block. It usually starts with a line like head, then one version of the content, then a separator line made of equals equals equals, then the other version, and finally a line like branch name.
Let me slow that down. The first marker says the conflict begins here. The row of equal signs separates the two choices. The final marker says the conflict block ends here.
Yes, in the usual merge view, the content between head and equals 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 is your current branch's version. The content between equals 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 and branch name is the incoming version.
And resolving the conflict does not mean deleting everything that looks weird as fast as possible.
Please do not do that. Read both sides. Decide whether to keep your version, keep their version, or combine the useful parts into one clean paragraph, table, row, or code block.
Could you give a small example?
Sure. Imagine a file called docs/keyboardshortcuts.md has a table row for saving work. One student adds press Ctrl plus S to save, while another adds use Command plus S on Mac OS or Ctrl plus S on Windows. The best resolution might combine them into one clearer row, then remove all three marker lines.
So the final file should read like a normal file. No, no equals equals equals, no, and no leftover duplicate wording unless you meant to keep it.
In Challenge 07, the Day 1 Stretch Challenge called Survive a Merge Conflict, you practice this in a safe file inside your Learning Room repository. That Learning Room repo is provisioned for you, and it is where the Day 1 issue, branch, commit, pull request, and merge workflow happens.
I like that it is controlled. You are not being dropped into a huge open source conflict with 10 files and a blinking cursor.
Exactly, you open your assigned Chapter 7 challenge issue, the one titled something like Chapter 7. 1. Resolve conflict markers at your name. The issue tells you which practice file contains the markers.
Then the first practical move is to search for right.
Yes, use the find command so you can jump straight to it. The chapter suggests Ctrl plus F in the browser, and in VS Code you can use its search or find tools. The important part is that these markers are plain text and screen readers can read them.
Once I find the block, I read the current branch side, read the incoming side, choose or combine content, delete the marker lines, and search again to make sure nothing remains.
That's the core of it. Then commit on a short-lived branch named like fix/yourname issue Roman 20, for example fix/Marie issue 48. Open a pull request titled fix, resolve conflict markers in file name.
And the PR body should include closes #Roman20, plus a sentence or two explaining what content you kept and why. That explanation is part of the evidence, not just decoration.
If you're resolving this on GitHub.com, the web editor is the primary path for this chapter. GitHub may show a button to resolve conflicts, or you may open the file from your branch and edit the marker block directly.
What does that feel like with a screen reader?
It is text editing. You find the marker, move through the lines, listen to each side, and edit the final wording. The visual editor may show color-coded regions, but the reliable information is still the marker text and the surrounding content.
So low-vision learners can use zoom or high contrast, and screen reader users can rely on search and line-by-line reading.
Yes, the chapter includes learning cards for different ways of working, visual and mouse guidance, low-vision notes, NVDA and JAWS on Windows, VoiceOver on Mac OS, and CLI notes for terminal users. Open the cards that match your setup.
After the edit, you commit the change in the web editor, check the pull request, and wait for the bot validation checks. If the bot says markers remain, search for all three, ... and...
Some learners prefer doing the same work locally with Git. If you cloned your learning room in block 0, the local flow starts by syncing main, then merging main into your feature branch.
Say the commands out loud because this is where people often lose their place.
From the repository folder, you can run git checkout main, then git pull origin main. Then switch back with git checkout your branch name and run git merge main. If there is a conflict, git tells you which files are affected and pauses the merge.
Paused is a helpful word. It is not finished, but it is not destroyed.
Exactly. Run git status and look for entries like both modified to identify the conflicted files. Then open each one in your editor, such as code docs/welcome.md, read the marker block, choose the final content, delete the markers, and save.
Then git needs to be told that the file is resolved.
Right, run git add docs/welcome.md or whatever file you resolved. Then run git commit. Git may autofill a merge commit message, or you can use a message like resolve merge conflict in welcome.md. Finally, git push updates your pull request on GitHub.
So the conflict workflow is merge, status, edit, add, commit, push. And in the middle, the real work is making a thoughtful content decision.
VS Code can make conflicts easier to inspect, especially on day 2 when you are working more locally. It shows the conflict markers in the file, and it may offer actions like accept current change, accept incoming change, accept both changes, or compare changes.
Those buttons sound convenient, but I would still want to read the result afterward.
Absolutely. Whether you click an action or edit manually, the final file needs to be clean and meaningful. Search again for marker text before you commit.
What about inspecting a pull request from the terminal?
The GitHub CLI can help. Use GHPR checks to see whether the pull request checks are passing, failing, or still running. Use GHPR diff to review what changed in the PR, which is especially useful after a conflict resolution because you can confirm that you only changed what you intended.
So the terminal can show both readiness and the actual difference. That is useful if the web page is noisy or if you want a compact view.
Prevention helps too. Keep branches short-lived, ideally 1 to 3 days when possible, because a branch that lives for weeks has more chances to drift away from main.
And sync with main frequently. From your feature branch, that might mean fetching or pulling updates, then merging main into your branch. If you are comfortable with rebasing, git rebase origin/main is another option, but you do not need to start there.
Communication matters. If two people are about to rewrite the same page, say so in the issue or pull request. Draft PRS are also useful because they make work visible before it is ready to merge.
Small PRS help too. A focused pull request is easier to review, easier to merge, and easier to repair if a conflict appears.
Also, avoid mass reformatting unless the team planned it. Reformatting a whole file can create conflicts with every nearby change, even if the actual idea was small.
Pull before you push, work in separate files when you can, and do not let a branch become a private island.
There is also a useful advanced idea called a fast-forward merge. That happens when the target branch has not moved away from your branch, so Git can simply move the branch pointer forward without creating a separate merge commit.
And if main has moved, Git may need a regular merge or a rebase, and that is where conflicts can appear. So frequent syncing keeps surprises smaller.
Sometimes conflicts are actually good. They stop Git from silently choosing between two different intentions, and they force a human review at the exact spot where the project needs judgment.
That reframes it nicely. A conflict can protect the work, especially when accessibility wording, instructions, or code behavior could change meaning.
If you get stuck, ask for help. Read both versions aloud, pick the clearer one, or combine them. If you deleted too much, use Ctrl+Z and try that block again.
And if the bot complains, do the simple checks first. Search for then ... then. If any remain, the file is not resolved yet.
You can also ask a facilitator to sanity check the final content before opening the PR, or compare your work with the Challenge 7 reference solution after you have tried it. In a messy local situation, starting fresh can be reasonable, but treat that as a last resort after you understand what you would be throwing away.
That is reassuring. The first conflict resolution is usually the hardest because you are learning the shape of the problem and the feeling of editing through it.
For evidence, once your PR is open and passing checks, comment on your assigned issue. Include that Chapter 7 is completed, name the PR number, name the file, and explain whether you kept your version, their version, or combined both with a brief reason.
The summary I am taking away is simple. Find the markers, read both sides, decide on the final content, delete the markers, verify with search, commit the resolution, and connect the PR back to the issue.
If you want a trusted reference while practicing, use GitHub's Guide to Resolving Merge Conflicts and the Git Book's Basic Merge Conflict Material. Those sources match the behavior you will see in real repositories.
And the practice prompt is worth doing even if you only read it at first. Open a conflict block, identify the three marker lines, say which side is current and which side is incoming, and describe what clean final content should look like.
That small rehearsal builds confidence. Once you have resolved one conflict, the markers stop looking like danger signs and start looking like instructions.
Which is a pretty good place to end. Merge conflicts are not scary. They are editable text, a decision point, and a normal part of contributing with other people.